With this special edition of Your Money Briefing, I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. The Federal Reserve on Wednesday said it will raise short-term interest rates by another quarter percentage point, and Fed officials signaled they want to continue lifting them through next year to keep a strong economy on an even keel. We're joined by Brett Ewing. He's chief market strategist of First Franklin Financial. So, Brett, the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said that the Fed really does walk a tightrope in determining whether to raise rates and how quickly to raise them.
The question is, what would the economy look like if you didn't raise rates? It would look very different, I think, if you didn't raise rates. We're always trying to, work our way between the two problems we face. One is that if we move too quickly, we can, snuff out a recovery unnecessarily and inflation falls short of its 2% target. Or if we move too slowly, we have an economy that can overheat. So that's happened through history. We don't see any signs of that now, but we're always trying to navigate between those two shoals.
But with the Fed looking to raise rates several times next year in addition to December, they're looking for a lot of continued growth in the economy.
I really liked one of the comments that came out of Chairman Powell about that they are paying attention to emerging markets because it is important and it does affect the global growth story. Another area that I think that the Fed is really paying attention to is the dollar and the equity markets. We feel as long as the equity markets are staying strong and holding up well here in the U.S. and the dollar is somewhat stable, that's going to give a green light to the Fed to continue with their gradual rate hikes, I think 3 to 4 next year if that were the case. And I think it would be warranted, considering the economic conditions stay the same.
The Fed has a lot to work with here. They're dealing with consumer spending. They're dealing with inflation. They're dealing with unemployment. So it is a multifaceted way for them to observe all the gears of a watch, if you will, of the economy. They kind of have to do that on a daily basis.
The employment situation in the country is kind of making it easy for them. So we're getting close to that full employment. Many believe we're obviously there, but we probably will get a little tighter in the unemployment numbers before year end. And if you look at the jobless claims, they're at lows. 4-week moving average is at lows going back to the late 1960s. I mean, these are some unprecedented numbers that we're getting out of the jobs numbers right now.
One of the things that was significant coming out of the Fed's statement on Wednesday was they dropped the word accommodative. It means that they are more or less pressing on the gas pedal to help stimulate growth in the economy. And, history will show that they have to really be careful how quickly or how strongly they do this for fear of overheating the economy.
Here at our firm, we always feel that when you're in the end of a rate cycle, that is the Federal Reserve is one of the biggest risks, we think, to the economy. In that they could overshoot or misinterpret the data, if you will. But so far, we believe that the Fed is on the right course. We believe the rate hikes are warranted. The market is accepting the rate hikes that are expected here in December so far, and we think that'll go through. It does change as the data changes, but again, we feel that if equity markets are up and the dollar is stable, that we would have continued gradual rate hikes going forward.
Well, while the U.S. economy is in very good shape, there are things on the Fed's radar that have them very wary. And we'll discuss that with Brett Ewing in just a moment. We're speaking with Brett Ewing, chief market strategist of First Franklin Financial. So, Brett, Powell seemed to be very concerned about not only the implementation of tariffs, as we have seen on Chinese goods this week, and the signs that we could have an all-out trade war.
Fair trade under internationally accepted rules can be a good thing. I think if this, perhaps inadvertently, goes to a place where we have widespread tariffs that remain in place for a long time, a more protectionist world, that's going to be bad for the United States economy and for American workers and families and also for other economies.
That seems to be very top of mind when it comes to the Fed.
As well as it should be. I think that's a great example of the Fed staying in tune with the different regions and the business environment that we have there And I could imagine they are getting a lot of expressions of concern from business leaders in each region because it's disrupting some supply chains. And whenever you have that is, it can be stressful if you're a CEO of a corporation that's publicly traded. I mean, we have companies that we're invested in right now, and their stocks are getting hurt because of supply chain issues right now. And we do believe it's short-lived. So if you're going to take the stance that this is going to full-on escalate, you would be very dovish on the Fed, because I think it would put the Fed in a position where they would ultimately probably not start raising rates too heavily in 2019, because I think it'd be very disruptive in the stock market. Look, equity markets don't like uncertainty. And we believe the market is properly pricing in a trade scrimmage, if you will. But a full-on trade war, we do not believe that's actually priced in the stock market here. So that would be rather disruptive. You know, one of the opportunities I think that's out there and many people are really overlooking is two fronts on the international side. You know, we're getting to a phase in Europe where they're starting to actually see inflation for the first time since the Great Recession. So we feel that their economies could start picking up, especially if the trade rhetoric between Europe and the United States dies down more and actual agreement gets put through. We think there's a lot of opportunity that could come out of some developed international, but really on the emerging market front, we think that this is a story that really goes back to 2016, January, and we feel there was a major global reset at that period on the international markets. And we don't believe that we've broken out of that. We've had a period here because of all the trade rhetoric where we've had to pull back in those markets. But we believe the opportunity is much greater there than actually here in the United States on a risk reward.
That is Brett Ewing, Chief Market Strategist of First Franklin Financial, joining us from Tallahassee, Florida. Brett, thanks for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
And that's your Money Briefing Special Edition. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.